SABC News, independent and impartial. Coronavirus declared a global health emergency and load shedding to continue this morning.
Dominic Thiem and Alexander Zverev, that's what the final's going to look like this coming Sunday. I've got more for you from the Aussie Open and Super Rugby getting underway at 8 o'clock down in New Zealand. That and more for you at 6:30.
Good morning. The World Health Organization, WHO, have declared that the coronavirus epidemic now constitutes a public health emergency of international concern. At least 213 people have died from the virus in China. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom.
The main reason for this declaration is not because of what is happening in China, but because of what is happening in other countries. Our greatest concern is the potential for the virus to spread to countries with weaker health systems, which are ill prepared to deal with it.
SAA have announced that it will undertake a process to save costs through various measures. Earlier this week, SAA Business Rescue Practitioners secured a funding commitment of 3.5 billion rand from the Development Bank of Southern Africa. The purpose of the funding is to facilitate the development and publication of the Business Rescue Plan by the end of February for presentation to creditors. Eskom will resume Stage 2 load shedding at 9 o'clock this morning. Yesterday, Eskom implemented Stage 2 load shedding from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. this morning, owing to system constraints and depleted emergency resources. In a statement, Eskom says they've been using pumped storage schemes and open-cycle gas turbines in order to supplement capacity. The inquest into the death of anti-apartheid activist Neil Agut will continue, with a new witness expected to testify in the High Court in Johannesburg today. Former Director General in the Presidency, the Reverend Frank Chikane, finished testifying yesterday after speaking about the torture he and other political prisoners were subjected to by the security branch police at the then John Forster Square police station in Johannesburg.
They put me on a broom, hanged me with my head facing down until I lost consciousness. They made me stand for 48 hours to 50 on a set of bricks, at times chained against the heater.